here at the Ag Media Summit, once again in the FMC booth, and with me is David Davies. And David, what is your title with FMC?
Product manager, and I look after a number of tree fruit and vegetable and sunflower products. Right now, one that I'd like to talk about is Broadax. Broadax is a pre-emergent herbicide aimed at the sunflower market. It's a little different from our standard offering Spartan Charge, which is the leader in the market at the moment. And it basically will give you the really, really good control of kochia and of broadleaf weeds like pigweed. But in addition to that, it'll give you grasses as well, like foxtail and stuff like that. The results we've seen so far in the field have been very, very good. You can typically go to a trial and stand there and you look at the different trial sites, and you can spot a Broadax site a mile away. It's by far the cleanest.
Well, it's always interesting when we talk to companies like FMC. You know, usually we focus on corn and soybeans because that's where, you know, those are the biggest markets. But it's nice to, you know, we got soybean growers, we got citrus growers, we got tree nut growers, and they need help too, right?
Absolutely. And in the tree nuts, we're looking at launching Zeus. It's also pre-emergent broadleaf, but what it brings to the table is nutsedge control. It's more of a management tool. Nutsedge is such a tough creature to go after, and in the tree nuts and in the grapes, we will do a multi-year program in order to keep the nutsedge under control, and so far trials have been really, really encouraging, and we've got some good strong support from distribution in those markets in California. So we're looking forward to both of these two products and going into 2014.
Well, let's talk about some of the other specialty crop areas, like in citrus. Some of the products you have for our citrus growers.
Well, Gladiator is one of them, and a very strong product aimed at the citrus psyllid and some of the other pests there. Mm-hmm. We've been slowly but surely penetrating into that market with this product. Very strong control, and also looking for a good 2014 season.
Well, as I said, it's, you know, you see the payoff for a company like FMC when they get a product out that covers corn and soybeans. But for these specialty crops, your market is so much smaller, and it's nice to see you taking care of those smaller markets and not just focusing on the big guys like corn and soybeans.
Well, FMC is definitely trying to increase our portfolio in the tree, fruit, and vegetable markets. They're a much higher value crop, and it takes a little longer for us to get into those markets. You have to be dead sure of what you're coming with. You have to deliver the goods. You can't overpromise and underdeliver. And then if you damage an acre of tree nuts, you're in a lot more trouble than if you damage an acre of sunflowers. So we're working forward, and we've got some very good products coming down the pipeline, and we're planning on being a force in the tree, fruit, and vegetables.
All right. Dave, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Nope, that's good. Just that FMC's looking for a good 2014, and we've got some good products coming.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.